Andy Hetzel. He's the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Always a pleasure to appear on the McLaren Health phone line.
You know, I don't do that intentionally. We like to take care of our sponsors, but I always think that it's funny, too, when you bring that
McLaren's
up.
McLaren's a good company based in Michigan, why, so we have a lot of respect for them.
Why does everybody pick on the Blues?
I don't think it's a matter of picking on us, Tony. You wanted to talk to me this morning about some litigation that's been filed by one of our competitors from out of state.
Yeah, but before you comment, I want to read one of the best accounts of this is written by the Detroit Free Press's Patricia Anstett. Health insurer Aetna Incorporated filed a lawsuit in Detroit's federal court Tuesday claiming that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan raised rates to consumers to give them extra money. And then to give the extra money to hospitals that agreed to charge higher prices to the Blues competitors. The suit alleges that the Blues, based in Detroit, implemented a scheme to use the ever-increasing premiums from the patients and employer it serves in order to protect its dominant position and thwart its competition from Aetna and other competitors. And this quote from Aetna President of Michigan, Bill Berenson: "When we started to be a threat, Blue Cross picked up this strategy." How do you respond to all this, Andy?
Well, first and foremost, that the allegations in the litigation are completely false. And if the litigation proceeds through the court, we are confident in us coming out victorious. But I think the difference here is Aetna really is a giant company. It's got 35 million members across the United States. It's based in Hartford. Its last earnings report indicated a $1.9 billion earnings in 2011, which is the profit that the company makes. And you compare that to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, based in Detroit, 4.3 million members, and for the last 5 years, we've lost money on health insurance, and we've made up for that through our investments. We're a nonprofit, and Aetna's a for-profit company. Blue Cross is here in Michigan, invested in Michigan, been here for 73 years, and a company like Aetna takes a look at Michigan as a marketplace, as a place to sell stuff to people to earn as much profit as possible, and when they can't make enough profit, they pull up and leave and go someplace else, and that's exactly what they're doing in the small employer market here in Michigan. Aetna has communicated that they are abandoning Michigan. So really you're looking at two distinctly different companies, a giant national for-profit insurer against a locally based nonprofit insurer. It's a food fight between these two companies that Aetna started with this lawsuit. And we think it's without merit. And we think, frankly, that we should be, as health insurers, spending our money not in court fighting each other, but spending our money investing in health care for people here in Michigan. And that's what Blue Cross is trying to do.
Does Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan raise rates to consumers and give the extra money to hospitals it agreed to charge higher prices to? So I guess in essence, because I tried to do a little more homework on this than normal, I talked with some folks from Aetna and from Blue Cross Blue Shield, and basically what they're saying, Andy, is that the Blues go to hospitals and in their contracts, in their agreements with them, they tell the hospitals that you cannot give a lower rate to anybody else. We have to either have the lowest rate or be tied for the lowest rate. Is that fact?
Sure it is, Tony. And you know what? That's the American way. In the American economy, businesses give the best deals to their best customers. And here in Michigan, Michigan's 144 nonprofit hospitals know that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and our 4.3 million members in Michigan are important customers. So what we try to do is we try to negotiate the best prices for our customers and our members to pay when they visit the hospital. That's what saves people money on health care. And we negotiate through these deals $13 billion a year in health care savings. Blue Cross does, for our customers and members every year. And that's important when people are struggling to afford health insurance. We're trying our best to work with hospitals to negotiate contracts that provide a fair and reasonable reimbursement, give those hospitals that are nonprofit a little bit of margin so that they can continue operating as nonprofits, but also save our customers significant dollars on their health care bill, and that's what we do.
All right. Listen to this. This is also written by Patricia Anstead. I want to know if this is true or not. 2005, Aetna had better hospital rates than the Blues, the lawsuit charges. But after the Blues stepped up its strategy, several Michigan hospitals told Aetna that they had to charge it much more because they had no choice due to pressure from Blue Cross Blue Shield. One hospital executive told Aetna, "I hope you understand, but we don't have any choice in the matter. Blue Cross is 30% of our business, and we can't put that in jeopardy." Respond to that.
All of our hospital contracts, Tony, are willingly entered into by both sides. The hospital signs the contract, and Blue Cross signs the contract. And I think what this executive is telling Aetna is, look, Blue Cross is a much better customer than you are. They provide us with more volume, more people come into our hospital with blue cards in their pocket, and we're going to give Blue Cross the best deals and at the lowest prices. And that's frankly how the American economy works. If you're a large volume purchaser like a Costco or a Walmart, that's how you can save your customers and members money, by purchasing at large volume at lower prices. Everybody that does business in America understands this concept, including Aetna, which, by the way, across the country has a giant purchasing power. 35 million members, billions and billions of dollars in revenue. Their revenue is almost twice the size of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's revenue. They're a giant purchaser. They understand these concepts. But instead of investing in Michigan, instead of investing in doing their business here and expanding their workforce here and in selling more products here, they're pulling out. And they're using litigation as a business strategy. They're suing their primary competitor in the state instead of working and investing here to compete against us.
Let's just say that this is not legal. Let's just say that their lawsuit has no merit. Is how Blue Cross Blue Shield operates, is it fair? Is it ethical?
Sure it is. Again, all of these contracts with hospitals are willingly entered into between the hospital and Blue Cross. We negotiate, and we provide fair and reasonable reimbursement. I don't think there's a hospital in the state that would say that what Blue Cross provides in terms of reimbursement is unreasonable. We provide a margin above zero for them. We try our best to understand what their cost issues are, how much they're struggling with government programs which underfund hospitals, uncompensated care, the people that come in that can't pay because hospitals need to treat them in Michigan. And Blue Cross treats people through coverage. So we cover everybody in Michigan. So we have similar missions. A company like Aetna, they reject people who are sick. That's how they make so much profit. And they do it here in Michigan, and Blue Cross covers the people that Aetna rejects. So, again, we're talking about two different companies here.
All right, Andy, before I let you go, and I know I've asked you this before, but it keeps coming up. Why do people keep suing the Blues? You tell me of the way you do business is just to provide better services, but why do other people not think that?
I think that people see us as a big target and a cash cow, and I think you have a lot of attorneys out there that are going around and trying to get their clients to get a big payday in court, unfortunately. And when you have, Tony, any time there's a presence of a federal antitrust lawsuit anywhere in the country, you're going to have litigants that are piggybacking on top of that lawsuit. It's just a fact. So Aetna is the latest piggybacker on the presence of this federal government suit down here in Detroit that, again, we think is false. The allegations we intend to prove are false. And we believe that Blue Cross, through what we do with hospitals, not only fairly compensates the hospital, but saves our customers significant dollars that go toward affordability of health care in Michigan.
Andy, do the Blues settle these cases, or do they fight most of them?
Well, we're intending to take the federal antitrust suit all the way through because we believe that we're in the right here, and we believe that what we do is fairly negotiated with hospitals and that it has a value to people in Michigan. If you can save Michigan consumers $13 billion a year through negotiated discounts, you're saving people a lot of health care dollars that they aren't paying in their health premiums. We're keeping the cost of coverage very affordable. In Michigan, over the last 12 years, as a matter of fact, the White House pointed to this during the health reform debate, we've managed to lead the country in keeping health care as affordable as possible for people. we believe at Blue Cross that we're doing this because of the significant work that we're doing to discount health care for people through these negotiated contracts.
At 8:36 this morning, Bill Berenson's president of Aetna's operations here in the state of Michigan. We'll have him on the program. All right, you've mentioned you intend to fight this, so what's next for the Blues to do in dealing with this lawsuit?
Well, we're going to fight it through the court, and when Mr. Berenson appears, I hope that you'll ask him why his company isn't investing here in Michigan, why they're pulling out of the small employer market, why their profit on individual coverage, according to the insurance commissioner, approximates 30%. I mean, 30 cents of every dollar that individuals pay to Aetna goes right into the profit margin. Their profit's $1.9 billion last year. I mean, they're raking in a lot of money out there in Hartford, Tony. And Blue Cross Blue Shield is committed as a nonprofit here in Michigan to making Michigan's healthcare system work better, and that's what we're investing in.
Andy Hetzel is the Vice President of Corporate Communications for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.